Okay, everyone ready? We'll do English first and then some national language. Mira, congratulations. Another great solid match for you today. What were you most pleased about, especially after that first set?
Yeah, the match was tough. I'm just super happy with the way I stayed composed. I felt like at some moments I was getting a little bit more tight because for me every point was important when you play against these kind of dangerous players. So I'm just super happy with the win today.
I would ask you about the mental side of this match and the one that you played yesterday against Ostapenko, because you said yesterday I was 40 love up and then I lost 5 points in a few seconds. I tried to accept it. Today that you had to face another similar player, was it getting under your skin at some point, or were you still trying to take the same mindset?
Well, of course, I was trying to have the same mindset as I did for the previous match yesterday, because, I mean, that's what got me through the match and that's what helped me to win. So I guess what helps you, you just have to stick with it and, you know, you just have to try and do it all over again. But, yeah, today I just felt like every point was so, so important for me because, you know, she can just serve well at some point or she can return well. And, you know, I just felt like every game that I play was just very, very important to win. So I was also putting some extra pressure on myself for no reason. So, yeah, I'm just super happy that, you know, I got through it and that I won the match in the end.
Well done today. So next round you'll face Iga. I'm just curious, I think it's going to be the first time that you're playing on clay. I know you've played previously on hard court. Just what are your thoughts on playing her, given, you know, she's probably known for her clay court game, but also is going through this new, you know, coach transition?
Yeah, I don't know. I will just try to talk with Conchita. I mean, obviously she's a great player, but, you know, I'll just approach this match as every other match that I had before. Obviously, she's had a good history on clay, so I'm just very curious to see how it's going to go. Obviously, this is a clay indoor, so it's still a little bit different. But, yeah, I'm kind of excited to see how this match will go on clay court for the first time.
You mentioned Conchita, your coach. Obviously, it's her birthday. What did you gift her for her birthday?
Well, I just gave her flowers and candies, but the main gift is coming to Madrid because I didn't have time to buy it before. And, yeah, my mom is going to buy it for me. She's going to call me, and we're going to choose the gift together. So I already have, like, an idea of what I want to give her. But, yeah, today just for a little bit of attention, just some flowers and some, you know, a little candy. So she feels like it's still her birthday without a real gift.
Yeah, Mira, you're kind of on a roll now. So it was your third game in 4 days. I guess you had a final, then yesterday you came back from 1-4 in the decisive. Today you also faced a tiebreak. So what's your relationship nowadays with pressure?
Well, I mean, what I can so far, it's been not bad. I've been dealing with some high pressure moments pretty well, I would say. So, yeah, I'm just going to try not to overthinking as I did previous times. So I'm just going to try to, you know, not really think too much about it, have some time to rest and just do the same thing all over again tomorrow. And, you know, if this works, I'll just try to stick with it.
Without bad intention for players mentioned, but I just wonder, as you faced Ostapenko and then Parks one after the other, I just wonder if you can say which one of the two can be the more extreme player on court to face and the toughest to face.
Well, I can say that every player can be very dangerous on a given day. So both of them are very dangerous. And, yeah, I do think that sometimes it just also depends on them. whether they will hit an amazing shot or whether they will, you know, maybe give me a little bit more opportunity to try and do something on the court. But for sure, I mean, both of them, they have really good ground strokes, really good serve as well. So I cannot really say who was the toughest for me to play against or who was the easier one. But I think that, honestly, any player on the tour can be dangerous, you know, if they feel more confident in their game.
Hello, congratulations. I would like to ask about the last match against Iga that was in Indian Wells, I think, in last year. How could you talk about your differences between Mira Andreeva in the Indian Wells 2025 and now?
Well, I think that Mira last year was still kind of a, you know, not a newcomer, but I think that I was still very excited about everything, you know. At some moments, I was still playing on the tournaments for the first time, and, you know, I was just kind of still trying to have fun and be excited, and yay, how cool it is. And I think I just didn't put as much pressure on myself at some moments, and, you know, I was just trying to just be excited on how great my life is, you know, that I'm traveling all around the world, how, you know, it was just great. I was just trying to live every day as the first day of my life. So I guess just, you know, having that excitement and not putting pressure on myself, just trying to enjoy with whatever is happening. And I guess that's what brought the result. Also, you know, being a little bit more confident on winning a lot of matches. So I guess the combination of that.
Okay, I think we'll switch to national language.
Здравствуйте. Мира, в прошлом году вы немножко рассказывали о том, я вас интересовался про школу, и вы говорили, что вот там, скорее всего, выпускной будет. Как обстоят дела в этом году с этой темой?
Ну, я экзамены вроде бы все сдала, у меня были какие-то задолженности по школе, потому что в какой-то момент я не успела вовремя сдать свои работы, и вот недавно, как раз в начале года, у меня был устный русский, по-моему. Что-то, в общем, я писала, делала с камерой, там, с учителями сидела. И мне кажется, вроде я все сдала, но надо тому маме тоже переспросить. И я даже не знаю, как там дела обстоят с аттестатом, что вообще происходит, поэтому надо с мамой поговорить по этому поводу.
А в каком приблизительно месяце это было?
Мне кажется, в декабре, вот перед началом сезона.
И вчера немножко наблюдал за вашей практикой, как разминались, и потом уже вас очень много людей облепило, все хотели с вами фотографию, вы там всем улыбались, потом дальше. Как вы справляетесь с популярностью, которая обрушилась?
Да, на самом деле, конечно, это непросто, но в какие-то моменты я могу быть более, не то что резкая, но, может быть, как люди говорят, не такая доброжелательная, потому что, конечно, вчера у меня, к примеру, не было много времени для того, чтобы уделить все это время фанатам, потому что у меня был только час до игры, и поэтому мне нужно было быстрее-быстрее уходить. Я там кому-то пыталась расписаться, говорю, давайте со мной пойдем, чтобы я на ходу расписывалась, фотки тоже делала. Вот. Но когда у меня больше времени, я все равно стараюсь уделять время фанатам, фототься, расписываться, там, не знаю, полотенца, напульсники, козырьки, кто что просит, потому что в итоге они люди, которые поддерживают, они люди, которые заполняют стадионы и смотрят на тебя, дают ту поддержку, поэтому, мне кажется, это важно быть доброжелательным к людям и пытаться, не знаю, что тут сложного, не знаю, сделать фотку или расписаться, поэтому я стараюсь, когда у меня есть время, стараюсь уделять его побольше фанатам. Спасибо.